Micah Shrewsbury is a very relationship-oriented guy. Married, four children, and the people he recruits, he develops deep relationships with. Saying he'll do the same thing with the community. Look, and you don't walk in and it's a magic wand and voila, here we go. He's a hard worker. I also like this fact about him. He's been in the college game, and this, by the way, is his second stint at Purdue with Matt. But he went to the NBA and was with Brad Stevens with the Celtics for a few years. Not a short period of time, a few years. And he then decided, you know what? I'm more of a college coach than a pro coach. Now, James Franklin made that same assessment when he was with the Packers. You know what? I'm more of a college coach than I am a pro coach. It has nothing to do with the fact he doesn't love the pro game. But you have to know who you are. And Micah Shrewsbury made that decision. That's why he went back to Purdue. And he went back to Purdue because he realized the college game was more him. Coaching college players was more him. But he also brought back with him to Purdue some pretty good. I mean, the Celtics ran great offense. He brought back to Purdue a lot of NBA concepts, which you'll see in the NCAA tournament. He was their offensive coordinator and also a primary recruiter of the great talent that they have there. So he'll bring that back, and he has the ability to bring that to the table. Now, let's be honest. His starting point, potentially, we don't know what his starting point's going to be here because we have to wait. I mean, it's the new era of college basketball where everybody can come and go as they please, as we know. But one of the first things you'll have to do, the second he signs a piece of paper that says he's the coach here, second he does that, every single player that you watch this past season will now be his players. He's not inheriting. They automatically become his players. But he also is going to have to re-recruit those players. And it would be important across the board to do that as often as with each guy as often as possible. It's not going to be easy. And not for the reason you think. We're still, despite what the governor announced today, which was great news, by the way, to get to 50% outdoor, 25% indoor, 75% restaurant on April 4th, right? That's great news. But most meetings are still being done on Zoom. This is something you'd like to get him in front of the team. Face-to-face. A relationship guy. Face-to-face. One-on-one meetings. Relationship guy. Face-to-face. Instead of Zoom, it's going to be hard because you're on Zoom. Because I don't think he can meet them face-to-face. I'm not sure. That's why I say one of the priorities has to be somehow re-recruiting your current team, because everybody has options these days. Right now, there are 400 names in the transfer portal. The key is still recruiting your own guys and developing your own guys. Purdue has had a transfer here and there, but for the most part, Matt and Micah Shrewsbury have recruited guys and gone the four-year route. It becomes easier to do that when you already have a foundation to start with in place. That's why re-recruiting your current team is going to be critical as a starting point. Because I think he has an opportunity to be an outstanding coach here. And I think he has a chance to be a very inspirational hire here.